Hey, everybody. It's Finn here with the SDGC here with a quick review of the brand new Devolver Digital action platforming title Pepper Grinder. I'm going to be real with you. This game has been a lovely little palate cleanser in a year that has been dominated by massive multi-hundred plus hour RPGs. Going from, I mean, this year alone, going from Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, to the Thaumaturge, to Unicorn Overlord, to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, like, it's been fantastic, but sometimes you just need something that's not an RPG, and I am happy to tell you that Pepper Grinder is that jam. I got to play it at PAX West and got my hands on it, so I knew from the get-go with its opening levels that it was something that I was going to be probably into, and I am happy to say that the final result and the final product is just as good as those opening moments led me to believe it would be. The game is essentially like a pixel version of what if the Mr. Driller game had a baby with like Super Meat Boy or something like that. It's a very forgiving game in that if you mess up, there's plentiful checkpoints. There's no real penalty for dying. They just want you to have fun. The game's controls are incredibly simple and easy to understand. And the game does a really good job of drip feeding and introducing new mechanics and new abilities and new traversal as the game goes on. Like, you start with just your drill. You learn how to dig and shoot up. You learn how to boost out of the ground. You learn how to quickly loop yourself on hooks. You get like an auto cannon type of thing. There's puzzles involved. Nothing game like that's gonna make you scratch your head for too long, but it kind of breaks it down a bit for you to just kind of think about the order that you need to do things in. The challenge I feel is just right, especially when you're trying to get the 5 gold coins per level. Very classic platformer thing where a lot of the challenge and extra fun comes in actually fully completing the levels. Same with the time trial mechanics. Like, you can go back and essentially speed run, try and beat certain time thresholds per level. The game, the content for the price is like the perfect amount, because again, when you're coming off of multiple just long RPGs, sometimes you just need a really good 6 to 10 hour action game that's going to engage you each time and then be done before it wears off its welcome. Like, each of the worlds, I guess, has its own theme. Like, there's the starter world, the lava world, and you'll see in the footage, I'm only including stuff from the first handful of levels because I don't want to get too spoilery, but every level, it has a mechanic or something introduced that makes the level feel unique and not just kind of another one. Like, I really liked in the lava stages how one had all these little rotating blades that you had to avoid, and one involved the auto cannon and a bunch of cool like food motifs, and one included using sprinklers to create hardened surfaces temporarily in the lava. And it's stuff like that that makes every level feel fresh and fun. And so even if you have to replay it for time trial or to get a coin that you missed, you don't feel like it's a slog. The boss battles, each stage ends in a boss battle. Each world has a secret level that has a different like vibe than the rest of the levels, but has a really unique challenge. Like, the first secret world, strong Donkey Kong Country barrel stage vibes. But the boss fights are fun, simple enough with just the mechanics. If you've been playing games, like, it just is going to feel right to you. You're going to feel right at home with this. Playing with a controller is a must, even if you're on Steam. It's definitely not keyboard friendly, but and the graphics, you know, indie games and pixel art go hand in hand, but this one does it in a really fun way. The little monster creatures are incredibly expressive and weird looking. There's tons of loot and secrets to be found that can be used on these like sticker pages, which are completely optional, but still fun. The music and the sound design, like the Rumble implementation, everything about it just feels tight and focused and good to play. And that cannot be stressed enough to be so important for that genre, especially like if you die or have to restart from a checkpoint, no loading. It just, you're right back where you were. And that again really encourages you to just keep playing. This game hits you with that just one more level type of vibe a lot. Damn, I really love Pepper Grinder. It's so much fun. I liked it so much that I double dipped. You know, the code was provided for the Switch, but I really wanted to have it on Steam as well. Because why not support good indie games? But yeah, like Pepper Grinder is probably in such a strong year, gonna might even be in my top 10 by the end of the year. Like, I just have really enjoyed my time with it, and I strongly encourage anyone interested in a really tight, focused, and enjoyable action platforming game, 2D side scroller style, to pick it up, try it out. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You'll probably walk away with a nice big smile on your face like I did. And that's pretty much all I got to say about Pepper Grinder. It is what it is. It does not pretend to be anything else, and it does what it does very well. Kudos to the Pepper Grinder team. They did get a sake at PAX West, and it's always nice to see the final product deserve the sake as well. It's just good to know that it didn't go to waste. That's pretty much all I got. Again, this has been Finn, aka Nolan Nerdcast, on Twitter. You can check out SDGC every Thursday night at 9 p.m. EST on Twitch. And just have a great day, guys. Y'all stay awesome. Bye.